Like, we've been in the same business for so long, haven't we? Yuzi?
Yeah, and look, I did.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. No, you haven't said it on air yet, so this is a first.
Please tell me everything.
This is really
what did you
exciting.
Do? What did you do?
What did you do? What did you want to do?
This is like, no,
this is big. Yeah, give me something.
This is big. Just be honest.
Just be honest.
Don't be afraid.
You can say anything.
I was one of many men who have had a crush on you over.
Really?
No doubt.
He was telling
us
off
air. I wish I knew that, because I thought that, like, you know, when you grow up and you've got so many hidden issues and you're just like, oh, everyone thinks I'm a troll.
Which, to people who look at you now, they go, that is ridiculous.
I'm working on it with my therapist, okay? It's just about having, like, you know, think, and it's not even about that, even thinking that you're cute or whatever, but, you know, just, I never had the best self-esteem. And as I get older, we were talking about this yesterday, is that, you know, that's my North Star, is to, like, really accept and love myself, as crazy as that sounds, is just to,
But I think that
love
is good for women and men, to young women and young men, to hear that Tamin Sersong thought she was a troll. Like, to think that someone like you, who most people would think would just be so happy to be themselves, to be you, and you could think like that. That's
I was, and we talked about this yesterday too, I was very teased as a teenager before I got on Home and Away. I was overweight. Not that that mattered, but to me it was sort of defined my identity. And, you know, and then I decided to be healthy and lose weight. And then I ended up on a TV show where it was like, you're the ingenue. And people were saying things like, you know, you're this and you're that. And I don't know if I ever really believed it. So
did you feel like you were almost pretending the whole time, and you were worried people might discover?
And then they were like, oh, it's the, you know, I don't know if this was ever said, but I think like the it girl or whatever. And I thought, really? I'm still the girl who was bullied and teased. And I think you carry that weight with you for the rest of your life. As much as you go to therapy and you're like, you know, I'm getting older and I'm accepting myself, I think that those little painful moments sort of seep into you as when you're a kid, and it kind of never goes away. So, Husey, if you had just said that to me, I would have felt so much better. Just kidding. You probably would have got arrested.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, you probably would have gone to jail. But anyway, I would have felt better. At least I would have felt better.
It's worth it, right? A few months in lockup.
For my self-esteem.
For an ego boost.
You know what? Like, just a year in the locker.
You know he's not
been
that
fine.
Old, right? You know he's not that much older that they
but
put
I
him
was
in
like
jail
17,
for liking
but
you.
I was like 16 yeah. when I started.
Great point.
Yeah.
You are disgusting.
You would have gone to jail.